This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Hurricane Melissa death toll in Jamaica climbs to 32, with the number expected to rise. The BTMI CEO reports early signs of a strong 2025 winter tourist season. Standard Distributors closes after 80 years of service in Barbados. The SAVE Foundation urges stronger family support to address domestic violence. And the Queen Elizabeth Hospital receives new equipment to improve patient care. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Jamaica's Minister of Education, Skills, Youth and Information, Senator Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon, says the official death toll from Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica has reached 32. Speaking during a special news briefing on Hurricane Melissa's recovery, Dr. Morris-Dixon said an additional 8 cases are still being verified by police and emergency services.
I am asked all the time about the death toll, and this is the thing that breaks my heart the most, because I know how difficult it is to see or to hear of the death of a loved one. And so I just confirmed the death toll, and I can tell you it is going to change in the coming days. But the official death toll as we speak is now 32, but I will say that there are 8 other cases that are unconfirmed that the police and the JDF are now working to verify. So we do expect that number to increase. And so we'll give you another total. And I don't like to say total because every single person is a life. They had a family, they had a future ahead of them. It is really very painful, and I know so many families are feeling that pain.
Jamaica's Minister of Education, Skills, Youth and Information, Senator Dr. Dana Morris-Dixon. Meantime, Minister of Energy Darrell Vass noted that restoration efforts are progressing steadily, with Digicel and Flow making significant gains in reconnecting networks.
Digicel has restored 46% of its mobile sites, with 86% of fixed networks and 75% of business connections now back online. Service was restored in Santa Cruz, Falmouth, Spurtree, Bevin, and Rose Hall within the past 24 hours. Over the next 2 days, the focus will be on restoring service from Falmouth to Montego Bay, then Montego Bay to Negril. Work is also ongoing in Portmore, Spanish Town, and St. Thomas. Approximately 64% of Flow's fixed sites are now operational, with 40% of customers reconnected, mainly in urban areas where the power has been restored. For mobile network, 37% of our sites are up, reaching about 78% of mobile customers. Repairs are focused on the hardest hit parishes, including St. Anne Hanover and St. Elizabeth, where several towers were damaged.
Jamaica's Minister of Energy, Darrell Vass. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, BTMI, Andrea Franklin, says early indicators point to a positive start to the 2025 winter tourist season. Ms. Franklin told Starcom Network News that both cruise and land-based arrivals have begun to increase, with several cruise lines already making scheduled stops.
So we're now going into the start of the winter season. We've had one or two cruise lines already begin to visit us, as well as our land base is really beginning to pick up. Just speaking to someone today, November is already looking very good for many of our hotel partners in terms of occupancy levels. And based on our forward bookings, we know that we expect a good winter. We see that there will be growth based on the bookings and how they're pacing on the books. So we are looking forward to welcoming more persons to Barbados and really getting them to experience what we have to offer here on the island.
Ms. Franklin also noted that the We Gathering Barbados initiative has significantly strengthened ties between the diaspora and local communities. Her comments came as the year-long celebration enters its final month, with activities climaxing in the parish of St. Michael.
December, then we bring everyone together. Certainly, We Gathering has had a significant impact in terms of bringing the diaspora home and getting them back involved in community activities. We saw the rollout of the monthly activities across the island, which also gave an opportunity for tourists on the island to really see what Barbadian culture is about and get involved in some of the community activities that happen throughout the year. Certainly, there were some that stood out. So it really exposed our culture and our heritage from that perspective. And that's an important part of what we celebrate as well. People just don't want to come for sun, sea and sand, but to really experience the destination. So all in all, I think it has been a great year, and we look forward to what the 60th anniversary of our independence has to offer in 2026.
Chief Executive Officer of the BTMI, Andrea Franklin. After 8 decades in operation, Standard Distributors has closed its retail doors in Barbados. The closure took effect on November 1st, 2025, following the sale of the long-standing furniture and appliance retailer by Ansa Macau Limited to Term Finance Trinidad and Tobago Limited. The sale also includes Standard Barbados's subsidiary, Standard Distribution, and Sales Barbados Limited.
According to Ansa Macau, the move forms part of its strategy to streamline operations and to realign its portfolio. The final completion of the transaction is expected on or about December 31st this year, subject to closing conditions. Despite the shutdown of retail operations, existing service and hire purchase agreements will continue under the new ownership. Customers can still make payments and access warranty support through Term Finance's online platform. Ansa Macau says it is supporting affected employees through continued employment where possible, along with separation packages, counseling, and financial planning assistance until the end of this year. Job fairs and virtual sessions are also being hosted this month to help workers transition. Group CEO of Ansa Macau, Anthony Sabga III, described the sale as closing an extraordinary chapter in the company's history, while Term Finance plans to evolve the business into Standard Credit, a new credit and e-commerce platform serving customers in Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago. Chantal Legal Gibson, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, speaking on the closure of Standard Distribution, Chief Executive Officer of Term Finance, Oliver Sabga, told Starcom Network News customers can still continue making payments and managing their accounts during the transition.
Term Finance is excited to welcome Standard Barbados to our family. Standard comes with a rich 65-year history of empowering Barbadians to acquire much-needed furniture and appliances to meet their household needs. Our plan for Standard is to evolve the brand through our existing credit and e-commerce platforms to continue to serve the Barbados market. If you are already a hire purchase customer of Standard, no problem. Our retail locations remains open through November and December to continue to receive payments, as well as our online shopping infrastructure. Standard would also continue to honor its service and warranty obligations. More information on this can be found on our social media pages and our website. The future is exciting, and we are lucky to have this opportunity. We're talking about 65 years of legacy with new freedom for Standard customers in Barbados.
Chief Executive Officer of Term Finance, Oliver Sabga. Chairman and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley, is calling for stronger family support and guidance within households to help curb the growing problem of domestic violence in Barbados. Police data shows that domestic violence cases continue to rise, with the Attorney General noting that more young people are turning to crime. Ms. Daisley says a return to core family values could make a difference.
Domestic violence is nothing new to the world, and it's probably something that will be here to stay. However, there are things that we can do to decrease those numbers, and certainly one of those things is to have more loving, nurturing households. Children are exposed to violence in their home, not just physical violence, but the language sometimes that is used is so aggressive and so harmful to children. And growing up in an environment like that, you're only going to produce what we are seeing now, because that's all they have been exposed to. And you can only repeat and act out what you have learned in the home.
Chairman and founder of the SAVE Foundation, Liesl Daisley. The United Nations Office for Project Services, UNOPS, has presented the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital with a new batch of equipment, which Chief Executive Officer of the QEH, Neil Clark, says will improve services offered to Barbadians. Speaking at the official media launch yesterday, Mr. Clark outlined the technological and infrastructural investments made by UNOPS.
This first batch includes hundreds of pieces of new ICT and medical equipment, computers, tablets, and diagnostic monitors. It's not glamorous equipment, but it is technology that keeps a modern hospital running. These tools will power our health information system, helping clinicians access information instantly and supporting faster, safer decisions for our patients. UNOPS is also leading key infrastructure upgrades for the QEH. The new waste management facility, morgue and workshop improvements, and the Lions Eye Care Centre equipment, all designed to strengthen patient care and safety.
Chief Executive Officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark. Recapping the headlines, Hurricane Melissa death toll in Jamaica climbs to 32, with the number expected to rise. The BTMI CEO reports early signs of a strong 2025 winter tourist season. Standard Distributors closes after 80 years of service in Barbados. The SAVE Foundation urges stronger family support to address domestic violence. And the Queen Elizabeth Hospital receives new equipment to improve patient care. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.